This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Seven candidates for the Democratic Party's nomination in the U.S. presidential race are beginning a debate this hour in the southern state of South Carolina. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the front runner of the moment, but former Vice President Joe Biden has been gaining some ground and hopes to make a good showing in South Carolina. Tuesday's debate is not only a chance for the candidates to make an impression on the voters of South Carolina, but also those of the some of those in the 14 states and one U.S. territory holding primaries on March 3rd, a date that has been nicknamed Super Tuesday. U.S. President Donald Trump said Tuesday that Supreme Court Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Ruth Bader Ginsburg should remove themselves from cases involving him or his administration. Trump's call for the liberal-leaning justices to recuse themselves came during a news conference in New Delhi. Sotomayor wrote a dissenting opinion late Friday criticizing the Trump administration for routinely claiming emergencies and asking the Supreme Court to act quickly to implement controversial policies. Sotomayor also targeted her conservative co-workers in the dissent, saying they are too willing to accommodate the Trump administration on such requests. Sotomayor's dissent came in response to the court's 5-4 decision, allowing a Trump administration rule banning most legal immigrants from receiving public assistance. The Supreme Court is preparing to hear arguments on whether Mr. Trump must abide by congressional subpoenas for his financial records and whether he's exempt from criminal probes while president. Trump also took aim at Ginsburg on Tuesday, claiming she went wild in criticizing him during the 2016 campaign season. Ginsburg said in July 2016 that Trump, then a presidential candidate, was a faker. You're listening to VOA News. Movie mogul Harvey Weinstein.